On Truth and Courage. I have a lot of things to prove to myself. One is that I can live my life fearlessly, but I don't have anything to prove to the world. More than anything else, I would call myself a truth seeker. I'm always looking for truth and its value in my life. When Oprah needs more courage, she can turn to Stedman for inspiration. In one of his books on leadership, Graham says, "We all have fears. Fears are real only when we make them real by investing too much in them. When we allow fear to dominate our lives, we give it too much power. The only real cure for fear is faith and courage." Little things in Oprah's life take bravery, too. The other night I roasted a whole chicken for Stedman and had to watch him eat it while I ate my green beans. But I can take it. I'm a big girl. Patrice Gaines, a Washington Post reporter, was Oprah Winfrey's guest on January 13, 1995, to discuss her book about her personal experience of middle-class drug use, Laughing in the Dark. But the show took a surprising turn. Oprah stood before the audience and confessed her own great shame. 20 years earlier, she had used crack cocaine, hoping the shared experience would bring her closer to a man she was dating. "I was so in love with him, I would have done anything for him," she said. When the camera cut to a commercial, Oprah, 41, put her microphone aside and sat on the edge of the stage, weeping. The confession, Oprah said, was the most difficult thing she's ever said. "It's my life's great big secret. It was such a secret because I realized the public person I have become. If the story ever were revealed, the tabloids would exploit it, and what a big issue it would be." The on-air revelation was covered widely in the media, from the tabloids to Time magazine. But the fact that Oprah told the story herself and expressed her remorse stripped away the gossip value. Oprah's drug use occurred between 1973 and 1976, while she was anchoring the television news show in Nashville. "I had a perfect round little afro, I went to church every Sunday, and I did drugs. I would have felt like a hypocrite, not saying I had smoked cocaine, talking to people about bearing their souls and standing there like I didn't know what they were talking about. When Charmaine said, 'I want to come here because I knew you would be honest and straightforward with me,' I knew I had to say something. My heart was beating fast. I could see the tabloids before me, but I would have felt like a fraud if I hadn't said it." "It threw me completely off guard," said Kim Davis, a 7-month pregnant recovering addict who also was a guest on the show. "You would never dream she had a problem with drugs." Davis continued, "She said she was involved with a man and she did drugs when she was with him. When he was gone, the drugs were gone. It was weird. I just saw this woman I've admired so much, and she's been where I've been, and she pulled out of it. I'm 35, and I've done nothing for most of my life but get high. She got away from it. It gave me hope." I shared this with Maya Angelou, and you know what she said to me? "It really turned my life around, and I say this to you. You did then what you knew how to do, and when you knew better, you did better. And I'll never forget that. What I learned from it is the thing that you fear the most truly has no power. Your fear of it is what has the power, but the thing itself cannot touch you. What I learned that day is that the truth really will set you free. Just tell the truth. It'll save you every time."